You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, time now to look at what's happening on the rest of the continent. A very good morning to you as always, Crystal. The UN Security Council preparing to lift sanctions on Eritrea.
Good morning, Bongani, and happy Monday. Now, for years, Eritrea was treated like a pariah state that was outside of any organization, and that was because of the tension between Ethiopia and Eritrea. But since that peace agreement was signed in July, it's been really, the country's been on a charm offensive and arguing that the UN sanctions must be lifted. So it seems their wish will be granted after the US dropped its insistence on prolonging the sanctions. So Britain has been circulating a resolution at the Security Council that calls for the immediate lifting of the arms embargo on all travel bans, a lifting of the asset freezes, and targeted sanctions on the country. The U.S. had initially insisted that Eritrea must show some progress in respect of human rights before sanctions could be lifted, but it seems because of its support from especially Ethiopia and Somalia, that's not going to be lifted. Now, since 2009, the country's been under sanctions for its alleged support of Al-Shabaab in Somalia. But of course, the UN monitors had not found any conclusive evidence of this, and the government has, of course, long denied that they are supporting Al-Shabaab and said that the sanctions have caused considerable economic damage to the country. And so the UN said, look, the sanctions will be lifted in about a week's time, but if Eritrea and Djibouti, they need to improve their relations because there's some tension between the two neighbors to also resolve a border dispute. So it seems that sanctions will be lifted the day of the adoption, and that's likely to happen in the next week, Bongani.
All right, let's go to Uganda now. What? Now, I've got an interesting proposal, a new tax on alcohol and drinks to raise funds for the treatment of HIV.
Yes, in fact, the 2% tax is levied on alcohol and soft drinks and is seen by government as a step towards greater independence from international donors. So the government says they'll raise about $3 million and collected from beer spirits, and it will be channeled into a new HIV/AIDS trust fund. Now, the health ministry said he's quite delighted that Parliament had approved this regulation. And they say, look, 70% of their HIV programs are funded by international donors. And given the tension sometimes between donors and countries because of various issues like human rights or, five terms like President Yoweri Museveni, they are concerned that there might be a shift of funding. And if they fund their own critical programs, they won't be in that dilemma if it should happen. So, of course, aid activists welcomed the move and said the new fund would, of course, generate money, but it won't be enough to fully pay for all the programs. And they actually want government to expand its entire allocation to health, prioritizing funding for treatment instead of also allocating huge reserves to the bloated state house. But of course, I wonder, 2% tax in South Africa, Bongani, what could it end?
All right, we'll leave it there then with Crystal Alderson, the Africa Report on this Monday morning.